Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rothman. An Oak Grove, Missouri chiropractor faces multiple sexual assault charges.
Yesterday, David Clark was charged with statutory sodomy, and sexual abuse. Jackson County prosecutors say most of the victims were from the Amish community, lacked sex education, and had little interaction with health providers. The FBI in Kansas City investigated the case, and the alleged offenses occurred over a period of years and involved multiple victims. I'm Brendan Dixon.
Kansas Highway Patrol data shows that in 2021, six people were killed and 622 were injured in collisions involving deer. As deer mating season quickly approaches, the KHP says folks should stay vigilant while driving. And remember, it's actually safer to hit the deer instead of swerving off the roadway. This is Kansas Information Network News.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Paid for by National Tax Advisory Services. Attention anyone that owes money to the IRS. The IRS has restarted aggressive enforcement actions against taxpayers who owe back taxes that were temporarily suspended for COVID. If you owe $10,000 or more, you must hear this because now is the time to clear your IRS tax debt. A special toll-free number has been established so you can stop penalty fees, avoid liens, and other hostile measures by the IRS. Call Tax Relief Helpers right now at 800-264-1629 and get the maximum protection afforded by law.
I got behind on my taxes and owed $48,000. I didn't know what to do. I called and they got my bill lowered to just $3,500.
I owed $87,000 in taxes and it was scary. I got the amount I owed down to just $3,500. I saved $83,500.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't wait another day. Call 800-264-1629 right now before the IRS enforces liens, levies, or other aggressive measures. The call and consult are absolutely free. Call now. Call 800-264-1629. 800-264-1629. 800-264-1629.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas families are set to receive about $7.4 million to support grocery shopping during the 2023-2024 school year, as the Department for Children and Families and the Kansas State Department of Education have continued the pandemic electronic benefit program. This program provides financial aid to families who get free or reduced price school meals or who have children under the age of six and receive regular food assistance benefits. As of Monday, August 21st, children under the age of six in a home that received food assistance in the state between August 2022 and May 11th of 2023 have started to receive the child care PEBT benefit. The benefit amounts will depend on how many months a child received food assistance benefits. And the Department for Children and Families noted that it anticipates distributing around $7.4 million for the program. Governor Kelly indicated that the Department for Children and Families will provide a supplemental PEBT benefit for the summer of 2023. And this benefit is for school-aged children who got free or reduced-price school meals during the 2022-2023 school year. Due to the complex nature of gathering necessary data, the governor said the Department for Children and Families will distribute the supplemental benefits in two phases starting in January 2024. The first phase will include an auto issuance of benefits to families who are known to the Department for Children and Families through a direct certification process. And the second phase, which is set to begin in February, provides families the chance to request supplemental benefits through an online portal. More information about the request process will be shared at a later date. The governor noted that the supplemental benefit is $120 per child, and the Department for Children and Family does anticipate distributing about $13.6 million for 2023. Governor Kelly said recipients will be able to use the funds to buy eligible foods from approved retailers who accept food assistance benefits like grocery stores and online at Aldi, Amazon, or Walmart. More information about the benefits can be found at dcf.ks.gov. A new initiative partnering Kansas State University and Fort Hays State University aims to help grow small businesses across the state. At Fort Hays State, the objective with the initiative involving the universities is to offer a helping hand to Kansas small businesses, and overall, the initiative K-State 105 is a part of a plan for economic prosperity. The 105 represents the 105 counties in Kansas. Kansas Small Business Development Center Assistant State Director Lori Piper said the plan is far-reaching and it's helping to boost the economies in all 105 counties in the state of Kansas through connecting them with expertise and resources and support that they need to create wealth and really help the economies locally. She said they'll be able to help businesses on the individual level because they provide one-on-one confidential advising, they provide business education, and they provide connections to resources. It's not just business owners they're looking for through the initiative, with Piper saying that they have students that are interested in entrepreneurship, and a lot of students are going to go on to be small business owners, so the exposure to what they do is something that can be important to the students. Those wanting to take part in the initiative in place to help small businesses thrive or who are seeking assistance with businesses can find more information or sign up at ksbdc.ecenterdirect.com/signup. The USDA reports that warm and dry weather allowed farmers to continue harvesting corn and soybeans last week in Kansas. They reported that 38% of the state's corn crop has been harvested, ahead of the five-year average of 29%, with 87% of the crop mature. 11% of soybeans have been harvested, near 8% last year, with 68% of the crop dropping leaves. The USDA said 18% of the state's winter wheat crop has been planted, equal to last year, and the sunflower harvest reached 11% completion, well ahead of 1% on average. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to wish our Blue Jays and Huskies the best of luck this school year. Remember to please wear your safety gear properly and stay plenty hydrated. Parents, we want to remind you that our medical clinic is here to keep your athletes healthy year-round. Our physical therapy department is also available to help students perform at their very best. Call the medical clinic at 785-877-3305 or physical therapy at 785-874-2222. Go fight, win, and make Norton County proud.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas announced the members of his 2023 Service Academy Selection Board that reviews applications and interviews candidates who are applying for admission to the U.S. Service Academies. And those applicants will be interviewed by the Selection Board on Saturday, September 30th at Wichita State University. The U.S. Service Academies include the U.S. Military Academy, the U.S. Naval Academy, the U.S. Air Force Academy, and the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. Moran stated that nominating Kansas students to attend their service academies is one of his greatest honors as a U.S. Senator, and he appreciates the men and women who help with that selection by serving on the Service Academy Board. He said the young Kansans applying for the academies demonstrated both academic success and desire to dedicate their lives to serving their country. Moran also thanked the board for giving their time to invest in those students and the future of our country, and he looks forward to receiving the board's recommendations. Senator Moran's 2023 Service Academy Selection Board includes locally Haley Roberson of Oberlin, who is the city administrator for the city of Oberlin and a U.S. Army veteran. Governor Kelly and Kansas Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed recently announced that 35 local and off-system bridge projects across the state will receive a combined total of $42.3 million as part of two local bridge improvement programs that capitalize on the new revenue from the Federal Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, or bill. Combined with matching funds from the awarded cities and counties, the total project value is nearly $48.8 million. And by reshaping the local bridge programs to take advantage of bill, The Kansas Department of Transportation more than doubled its annual funding as part of the existing Eisenhower Legacy Transportation Program, or EIC. Local counties receiving funds from this project include Decatur County for L Lane, 0.4 miles west of Clayton over Prairie Dog Creek for $1 million, Trigo County for EE Road, 13 miles south and 5.6 miles west of Trigo Center over Sand Creek for $950,000, Graham County for DD Road, 6 miles south and 1.3 miles east of Dinsmore over Bow Creek for $1,200,000, and Norton County for Road BB, 1.3 miles east of Lenora over the North Fork Solomon River for $1 million. The Hanson Museum in Logan, Kansas is pleased to announce the 47th annual Birds in Art exhibition on view from September 22nd through November 5th. Organized annually since 1976 by the world-renowned Lee Yockey Woodson Art Museum in Wausau, Wisconsin, the juried exhibition has featured thousands of artists from around the world and is widely recognized as one of the best showcasing avian art. For the 2023 show, 570 artists submitted 946 works, with 118 selected by the three-person jury for inclusion, with 50 of those making the trip to the Hanson Museum as part of the traveling exhibition. This exhibit is one of the most prestigious exhibits of wildlife art in the world, and a fully illustrated color catalog accompanies each Birds in Art exhibition and is available upon request. The 2023 exhibition represents 15 different countries and is a collection of the very best avian artists in the world. The Hanson Museum is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 and 1 to 4, Saturdays 9 to 12 and 1 to 5, and Sundays and holidays 1 to 5. And admission is always free thanks to the generous support of the Dane G. Hanson Foundation. For more information or if you have questions, you can call 785-689-4846. Funeral services for John Ankenman, 87, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Friday, September 29th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton, and burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation with the family present will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, September 28th at the funeral home, and memorial contributions may be made to Farm Rescue or St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton. Condolences may be left for the family at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Are you looking for a fun and rewarding full or part-time career? Can you imagine having the evenings, weekends, and summers off? Many Kansas school nutrition programs are seeking individuals who enjoy giving back to their community and helping children build their future. A wide variety of immediate positions are available nearby. Contact your local school district or food service director for more information on current positions available. Don't hesitate. Call today. Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education and this station.
Rev up your engine and hit the road with confidence. Norton Auto Supply, your CarQuest dealer, is your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether you're a seasoned mechanic or DIY enthusiast, we've got you covered. From quality replacement parts to essential tools and accessories, Norton Auto Supply has it all for you. The friendly and knowledgeable staff is there to help you find the right parts for your vehicle. Visit your local CarQuest dealer, Norton Auto Supply, today and experience the difference. Norton Auto Supply, keeping you on the road one part at a time.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The harvest of corn and soybeans are running only slightly ahead average across the major growing states, and here's why. Gary Crawford has the numbers.
As we start this week, USDA is reporting 70% of the nation's corn crop is fully mature and ready to harvest, but growers have only cut about 15% of that corn. The crop has matured a little earlier than usual, and on the surface, then you would think the harvest number would be a little higher than it is. But USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says, of course, producers know exactly what they're doing.
With generally favorable conditions in the field and relatively dry conditions in many areas, it's a good incentive this year just to leave the corn and the soybeans out there to dry down naturally. That means you don't have to pay for propane down the road. So I think that's what a lot of producers are, just waiting for that moisture content to come down before harvest.
So they've harvested 15% of corn, 12% of the soybeans. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
As far as Kansas is concerned, the latest numbers from National Ag Statistics show that as far as corn harvest is concerned, 38% of the crop has been harvested. Soybean crop, 11% of the soybeans have been harvested, as is the case with sorghum, where 11% of the sorghum harvest is complete. 1% of the cotton harvest has been completed, and 11% of the sunflower harvest has been completed. Winter wheat plantings as well going pretty strong. 18% have been planted. That's equal to last year and 4 points behind the five-year average. And already 4% of the crop has emerged. That's just a tick behind average. Pasture and range condition did fall off somewhat, now rated at just 13% good to excellent. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
If you know that sound, you know it's the sound of a bag of Pioneer brand Optimum Aquamax seed corn being opened. The sound of the most drought-tolerant seeds Pioneer has ever produced about to be unleashed into acres of unique environments. Innovation that turns unpredictable years into memorable ones, making tough conditions question their own toughness. Pioneer brand Optimum Aquamax corn products. Field proven and ready for yours. Visit pioneer.com/fightdrought.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So turns out women are pretty good with money after all. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. This morning, an upper-level low-pressure system remains over northern Iowa and southern Minnesota, with a deeper low-pressure system off of British Columbia and moving into the Pacific Northwest. We have weak high pressure over the Central Plains, and also a weak frontal boundary is meandering near I-70, not really going to move much, maybe just a little bit south tonight. We could see a few scattered showers pop up across central and western Kansas later on today. Otherwise, drier air near the surface should make most of that moisture evaporate. Tomorrow, a disturbance moves out of the southern Great Lakes. Weak cool front sticks around Kansas, and we start to warm up as high pressure starts to build into the central part of the country, with temperatures continuing to run well above normal for this time of year. We're looking long-term now into our next big weather makers. We do see a frontal boundary coming in around Wednesday, October 4th. That may produce some thunderstorms over eastern Kansas. We see another system that's going to be popping up sometime around the morning of the 7th of October. And a stronger system looks to arrive on Sunday into Monday. This would be October 8th and 9th. And if the GFS computer models are right, that will produce another round of rain and thunderstorms over the Central Plains. Looks like additional storms are possible around Thursday, the 12th. For today in northwestern Kansas, sunny and dry. Our high temperature will be in the mid-80s, clear and near 50 tonight. Sunny with a high in the low 80s over north-central Kansas. Northeastern Kansas, sunny with a high 82. Tonight, partly cloudy, our low in the upper 50s. Low 80s again likely tomorrow. Southwestern Kansas, sunny, very warm and breezy today, or high in the low 90s, clear and low 50s tonight. And then for south central Kansas, sunny and warm with a high between 90 and 95. Tonight's low 60 to 65. In southeastern Kansas, sunshine today with a high in the upper 80s, partly cloudy and low 60s tonight. This is the Kansas Ag Network.